80s in Nashville. We expect partly sunny skies today with a high in the mid-80s and plenty of breeze as well. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 8:04. A coalition of 25 legal advocacy groups in Tennessee is speaking out against the arrest and pepper spraying of demonstrators at the Memphis No Kings protest last weekend. The Tennessean reports groups, including the Tennessee Immigrant and Refugee Rights Coalition, Indivisible Memphis, and Just City, say the use of force was an attempt to silence and intimidate people. Police say they were trying to clear the roadway. The protesters did not have a permit to march, but the coalition says, quote, progress has never come from waiting quietly for permission. They say there was no threat to public safety and no need for police to step in. The city's placed four officers on administrative leave while investigating the incident. A bill that nearly doubles the number of vouchers available to Tennessee families is one step closer to passage. But some lawmakers worry this move could hurt the state's finances. WPLN's education reporter Camelia Burris has more.
The bill would increase the amount of vouchers to 35,000. It passed the first hurdles in the Senate and House Finance Committees this week, but not everyone was on board. Republican Senator Joey Hensley voted against it.
When we passed this last year, there was a lot of discussion about us expanding it quickly, like some other states have done, Arizona in particular. I'm just concerned that we are on the path to make it difficult for us to continue funding.
The bill comes with a price tag around $150 million, and some are concerned that public schools will suffer because the vouchers are used toward private school. Supporters highlight how popular these are, but Democratic Senator Jeff Yarbrough says that's because most families using vouchers were already paying private school tuition, so the voucher just gives them a discount. The Senate Finance Committee approved the measure on Tuesday, and the House Finance Subcommittee followed suit on Wednesday. Next, the bill will go to the Senate floor for a vote. Camelia Burris, WPLN News.
All construction work on Tennessee interstates will be on hold this weekend as the Department of Transportation anticipates heavy traffic for the Easter weekend. The agency will stop all road work at 6 p.m. today, and that lasts until 6 p.m. Monday. Although the work will stop, some lane closures will remain. You'll find more news anytime at WPLN.org. This is Nashville's local news and NPR station, 90.3 WPLN News.